This is Max and Friends, and I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome, everyone, to my show here on LA Talk Radio. Happy birthday, LA Talk Radio. February 4th was our second anniversary that LA Talk Radio has been in existence. Coming up in May will be my second year anniversary. So a lot of things going on tonight, Super Bowl Sunday. But we kind of coined a new phrase, Super Psychic Sunday, because you know who we've got? Maria Papa Petros in the studio. Yeah. Hi, my friend Maria.
Hello, Max. And let's remember to say happy birthday to Wayne Scott
Lucas. Wayne Scott Lucas.
And to my niece, Cynthia Petropoulos.
Of course. Well, happy birthday. And all my Aquarians, and of course my friend Petra, are not her birthday's coming up on Tuesday, so happy birthday, Petra. Anyhow, Maria, everybody, everyone knows Maria Papa Petros, and if you don't know her by now, then shame on you, because she is the woman to know. Maria Papa Petros is a psychic to the stars, from Vanessa Williams to Max Tucci, and everyone else in between. But nonetheless, Maria is in New York City. She travels a great deal. Not only is she a renowned psychic, but she's also a renowned author, radio personality, and TV personality. And Maria, you know, we always have you on the show, but I figured tonight, before we take any calls, let's learn a little bit more about Maria Papa Petros.
That's wonderful of you. Thank you.
So I would love to know, Maria, you know, everyone says how, you know, and Maria, everyone teaches a psychic, I guess a workshop we can call it,
workshop,
right, Maria?
Yes.
So, and in that workshop, Maria tells us that we all have the ability, that we all have the ability to be psychic, whether it's intuition or psychic abilities. Maria, what exactly is it, and how did you get the gift?
Well, I guess I was born with it like everybody else. I just became aware of that, which I'm very fortunate. And then it's a funny little story. When I was about 26 years old, I wanted to know if the boyfriend was going to call. So I went to a psychic, and she told me, "You're very psychic." I said, "Yeah, right. Sure, what is he going to call?" And so she said, "Well, you come here next week, and we'll exchange a reading." So that's what I did the following week. And so she discovered me. That's how it was. And then I was going to UCLA for psychology at the time, and also having a place of beauty that people get gorgeous and so forth. So I just gave up both of those after 3 years, and here I am today. And because I realized things that a lot of us don't know, that we truly are intuitive. I mean, we all are intuitive. I decided to teach, Max. And as you saw, I do teach psychic development for everyday living in one evening, mm-hmm. successfully. I don't believe in making a long, drawn-out thing, because what I do, I give people what they already have, show them how to develop their talents into useful tools to use for everyday living so they get more mileage out of life.
Out of life. Now, everyone, Maria Papa Petros, my friend Jackie goes crazy when I spell, but I'm going to spell this all for you tonight. Go to her website, Maria, P-A-P-A-P-E-T-R-O-S, Papa Petros is her last name. Is Maria's last name, and she has her website there with all of her contact numbers. Maria, you travel more than I do. I mean, Maria's in between Athens, Greece, Texas, LA, New York, Connecticut. Maria's all over the globe. And while she's all over the globe, she has a contact number for each place. So while she's in New York, which is this week for a limited time only, her number is 212-935-4444. And you know, the reason why, everyone, I keep having Maria back on the show is because there's so many testimonies that people have from Maria. My sister, for instance, you know, Maria did a reading right here on the air. Nikki, I see something with wine. The next day, my sister got her certificate to be a sommelier. So, I mean, that was just like such a clear reading that Maria gave my sister. And the best thing is, it's right here on the air. You know, we have our archives here at MaxTucci.com, at MaxTucci.com is my website. But here on my show, we have our archives. And even to the fact where Maria predicted the earthquake in Haiti, 2 weeks before the earthquake, Maria, right here on LA Talk Radio, Max and Friends, predicted that there was going to be a major earthquake. And also, not only a major earthquake, but that it was going to affect the world. And Haiti really did affect the world, Maria. So you're definitely an intuitive counselor and an intuitive
psychic. And you know, Max, it's something amazing that 2 days prior to that, I had a friend, I hope I can say I have, not I have had, Michelle Laguerre, and I have not talked to him for many years, over a decade, and now that I'm back in the country, in New York, I thought, okay, I need to find Michelle. Like, I just wanted to find Michelle. I went through every way possible that I could contact him, Facebook, Google, nothing. So Michelle Laguerre, if you, there's many of you in the book, if you're listening to this program, let's hope you will, please do contact me. I mean, it was overwhelming. I had to get that, I had a friend in my mind.
Well, you know, speaking of contacting everyone, hold off for your calls real quick. We're going to learn a little bit about Maria, and then we're promised we're going to have you on tonight. So, because Maria, every time, it's so great, every time you're on the show, people call in, like, right away. They want to know. Everyone, before you call in, we're going to learn a little about Maria first, and then we're going to take your calls. And if I may remind you, one specific question when you call in. Don't add an and, don't add a but, don't add an if. The clearer your question, the clearer your answer for Maria, because there's so many things that come to Maria. I had a reading with her. We're going to talk about it in just a minute. And the thing is, let Maria channel, focus on your one question so that the reading is clear, because it's your future. So if you want the clear answer, be clear with one question. Right, Maria?
Right. Boy, you're stricter than I am.
Well, you know, because people call in, and then what happens is, you know, they get upset. But the problem is that, you know, they don't listen.
They stay so long, yeah.
So if you want to listen with one, and you want to give one question, then don't get upset, because Maria wants to give you the answer. But Maria, we had a fantastic reading for me.
I enjoyed it myself.
Now, everyone, Maria's in New York. Again, if you want to contact her, 212-935-4441 is her New York office. And I met Maria. And Maria, you were very good.
Thank you.
You know, I don't do my reading on the air because it's, you know, no one's business. But so Maria and I did a private reading, and Maria, I'm speechless.
Well, I enjoyed the fact, as long as you're talking about it, I enjoyed the messages that you got. I was very touched because I know how important it is to receive a message from a loved one who has departed, and I really was touched to see how touched you were when some of your loved ones came through for you. That's a very personal thing. I don't want to talk about it.
No, please, no, we can. Absolutely.
Well, you can, because I don't remember the details, but I remember.
Well, so what Maria had said, my father was there, and to the point where Maria, because at first, I'll tell you the truth, there was a little skepticism, you know, but not in the fact, you know, it's just.
When he said his sister's name, though?
Exactly. When he said my Aunt Mary, I was like, now, you know.
I told you he was Mary.
You told me it was Mary. And it's like, you know, when I guess when people become so vulnerable, you know, I don't know. It's for myself, I can only speak. You know, I put myself in a vulnerable position, but I wanted to know. And I think when we're at a point when we want to know, Maria is the best person to tell us. And that's why I let go and I let Maria. I didn't say one word. I just wanted to hear everything Maria had to say.
I mean, you know what is I want to tell you now, Max, is that the things that I saw about you, about your future, which, of course, we do have choices. You know what I mean? If you're going to go on and you're going on, they're going to materialize. I was so happy for you because they're so clear to me. I wish I could transmit that to you, that confidence. But I know what's going to happen because I know you're going to let it happen. I know that you're ready. Many times you go for a reading and they tell you things and you don't hear the fine print, like when they tell you, now if you change this by October, that's what's going to happen by November. That's why I do record. When I give you readings, I do make a recording that I give to the person so they can refer to it, they can go back, and of course they can call me once they hear the tape, free of charge forever after that. But to see what it is and to be reminded of their choices. And see, I know that you made the choice to go through with whatever it is that you're doing. So I'm very happy for you, and I know you're going to see it, and very soon.
Absolutely. I agree, and I accept it. But nonetheless...
Exactly. See, and look what you said. You accept it. In your mind, you have a plan, you have ideas, and you mentally have accepted them. That is the key. That's what we're talking in the workshop. You've accepted that reality. You visualize. You have your goals, and without anxiety, though, no pushing, you treat that goal that you're going to manifest like a sensitive plant, and you water it, and you put it under the sun, and so forth, and then it grows.
Absolutely. And you know, Maria, it was so interesting because the first thing you told me about, you know, I have this plan to open the restaurant. And the best thing you said to me was, you're like, get rid of the dates. Like, don't worry about dates when you're going to open. And it's so funny because I've been focusing on such a specific date. And you were like, don't even think about the dates.
Yeah, because then
like,
you're going to sabotage it unconsciously. Yeah. You will sabotage it.
Yeah.
And that's what I mean, Max, when I say we create our own reality. I mean, you're right. Really was so full of things, seeing that there's an apartment above the restaurant that you're going to occupy because you're so passionate about your work and you want to be there. And I felt that you're going to be in the restaurant. Now, that doesn't mean just because if you have found a place that you want that has something above it, that doesn't necessarily mean that's the one.
Right.
It could be this. Don't get locked in to things like that. Like we're asking God to help us, and then we proceed in telling God how to do his job.
Absolutely. Well, we've got dogs barking in the background, so that could only mean that we have a caller live on the show. So let's take one call, and then after the call, we're going to learn more about Maria. So caller, who's this? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Westchester, White Plains.
What's your name?
My name is Tony.
Hi, Tony. Welcome to the show tonight. Do you have
Thank
a specific
you.
Question for Maria?
My specific question. I would like to ask her about I have I have two sons, and I would like to know about their future careers.
No, that is very vast. This is not specific, Tony. That we're going to have a whole day, I mean a whole hour.
Oh.
Readings. It's a specific question, like, is my son going to get a job? Do you know what I mean? It's sort of one question. So what is your question? You have to be specific. Please understand, I don't want to do this on the air to give a whole session.
Okay, so I would say, I don't even know what to ask.
Okay, then, you're welcome to come and have a session because what you're asking is, it's complicated, it's not just one, I cannot tell you who, I mean, you're asking me about a reading, you're not asking me one question, so one second question.
Okay, so my question would be, where will I be tomorrow?
What?
Where will I be tomorrow?
Oh, please. I mean, let's stop this. Where will you be tomorrow? I don't know. Where are you going to be tomorrow? In your house? In the street? I don't know where you're going to be. What's the big deal for me to tell you where you're going to be tomorrow?
Tomorrow's a big day for me.
Anyway, Max, let's cut this. This is not specific, okay?
Okay.
Max?
So, Tony, if you want to do a reading with Maria, she's going to be in New York for the remaining of the week, and we'll
Where
find
out.
She's in Manhattan. Maria, the number to your office,
212-935-4441.
935-4441.
Wait, and I didn't get the number straight.
Tuesday, I'm going to be in Greenwich.
Perfect.
Okay.
All right. Thanks so much, Tony, for calling in. Sorry.
Thank you.
Okay, have a great night. So anyhow, callers, again, you know, the purpose of having a specific question is that Maria wants to tune into your question. And, you know, I think a little bit when I had this reading with Maria, you know, it's very important that there's a clear vision of what you want. So let's take another caller and see hopefully if they have a clear vision of what their question is going to be. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Cindy, and I'm calling from Boulder, Colorado.
Hi, Cindy. Do you have a specific question for
from
Maria?
Where? Where is Cindy calling from?
I do.
From Boulder, Colorado, Maria.
Well, Cindy, first of all, sounds a very, very, very psychic girl. Very.
Hi, Marissa.
Hi.
So, Cindy, do you have, what's your specific question for Maria?
My specific question is, does Maria get a sense that the path that I'm pursuing career-wise, am I right now on the strongest course for me, or is
Absolutely.
There a change?
Absolutely, you are. You are. And remember what I told you. The moment I heard your voice, I feel you're extremely intuitive, you're very healing, and you're very artsy. And you're
mm-hmm.
also, you're very artsy. You're very good with whatever it is, artistic, beautiful. That doesn't mean that has to be your career. You are on the right path. Definitely, you have a great purpose on this earth plane, and I think that you're there.
Thank you, Maria. Thank you. Instinctively, intuitively, I felt that that was correct. But it feels to me that right now there are so many different and disparate points of view coming to me and opportunities, and I'm just exploring every single one of them. But if I had to say one specific thing, I feel like it's an amalgamation of all of those, and I don't know what that looks like, but it's kind of exciting.
So what I said to you, does that make sense?
Totally. Totally and completely.
Great.
Oh,
well, Cindy, I would love for you... Sorry, tell Maria.
And if you will decide to write, Cindy, that will help your path a lot.
Okay. Thank you.
And Cindy,
are you on Facebook, Cindy?
I was just going to say, yes. Maria, I was going to say, Cindy, go on Facebook and join Maria Papapetros fan club and also add her as a friend.
Maria B. Papapetros. As Maria B. Papapetros.
Maria B. Papapetros.
I will do that. I'll find you on Facebook. And when I'm in New York, I will do it. You know what? I'll tweet right now that you just gave me an awesome reading because I just retweeted you, Max, and told people to call.
All right. Thank you.
And then listen, Cindy, maybe maybe we can get Maria to Boulder, Colorado, and you can host her.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome? Maria, you'd like it out here. We'll do it when the snow's gone. But yeah, that would be awesome.
Well,
see, that's one more thing. That's one more opportunity being put in my path.
Okay.
Great. Well, Cindy, thank you so much for calling. Love you so much.
Love you too, Tanti Bachi. And Maria, thanks again. It was
sure.
Lovely. I'll go tweet for you guys right now.
Okay. Perfect.
You know,
ciao, ciao.
Ciao.
This girl is so intuitive. See the difference when someone has really calls with some specific, then I can tell them a lot of things, whatever it is that comes.
The channel is clear.
Yeah, when somebody says, tell me about my future, I mean, my son's future, is like, excuse me?
Yeah,
very psychic, very intuitive girl, very, very special soul, this girl that called. Do you know her, Max?
I do know Cindy. Cindy's one of my buddies.
Really?
She is one of my besties. Yep.
Really? Also, then you could relate to what I was saying to her.
I couldn't agree more.
Oh my God!
And that's why I offered Cindy to host you. I'm not just offering you to strangers.
Oh.
But you know what, Maria? Let's take one more call for now. Caller, you're live on Max and Friends. Who is this, and where are you calling from?
It's Michelle from Stamford, Connecticut.
How are you, Michelle? What's your question for Maria tonight?
I just wanted to ask Maria if I've been actually... Hi, how are you, Maria? I was just wondering, I was thinking about changing where I work because of...
Don't tell me the because.
Okay.
You're thinking of changing where you work.
Should I stay or should I?
No. First of all, if you ask me, should I? I'm not going to answer because I do not want that responsibility. I will not make the decision for you. However, before you said anything to me, what I was getting was you're going to travel very soon.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I felt that you're going to travel very soon. There is a lot out there for you. Not only you should change where you work, but there is a possibility that you will change your path completely on what it is that you do. Possibility, I said. Okay, don't let that scare you. And,
no. Go ahead.
I was getting that job-wise, if you're talking about a job, there is something will be offered to you. Somebody will scout you that it could be out of town, out of city, out of state, name it. And it would be wonderful and successful. And then, but you have so much ahead of you. You're a little thing, but you're dynamic. Do you know what I mean? I said you're a little thing, but you're very dynamic. Do you know what I mean? I see you covering a lot of ground in your life. A lot of ground. In other words, you are going to travel. I see adventure ahead of you. Is there anyone who's a Scorpio or Sagittarius around you?
Scorpio or Sagittarius?
Born November, December? Because I do feel what you may think about it later. It doesn't matter. I do feel someone that will be helping you a lot with those signs. So I hope I have answered your question.
You have. Thank you so much. Have a good
night. Sure.
Okay.
Great. Look at Maria. You're just on a roll tonight, but there is a difference when people have focused questions. So if you're going to call in with Maria tonight, stay focused with your question, my friends.
Maybe what is Westport? You know, I don't know the areas here.
Westport, Connecticut. It's about 20 minutes from Greenwich.
Oh, so then these people, they could come in here. They wish they could come and see me Tuesday, Wednesday.
Absolutely.
In Connecticut.
Great. So
you did
we've
such
got
a good show.
This is great. You know, it's I've got to say my love to my co-host Tamara. She's not here tonight. She's traveling so much, Maria. What's going on with Tamara?
Well, maybe she's in love. She's teaching something. Is she teaching? Does she teach? Does she do seminars?
Yeah.
She's teaching something new, something different, better, whatever that means.
Well, you know what, Maria? We're actually going to call someone. And I don't ever do this, but the reason why I'm going to call, I promise there's a purpose because I know this person needs to get through to us, and that's my psychic intuition. So they just hit me up on Facebook, and we're going to call them directly. Ronan, let's get them on the line.
Okay.
Maria, get ready. Are you already on the line, caller?
Yes. Is this Max Tucci?
Is this Rolanda Watts?
It's Rolanda Watts. Yes, it is.
Now, Maria, Rolanda Watts has been a guest on my show before. And
yes.
Rolanda, do you have a specific question for Maria?
You know what, Maria? I think I'm like, and it's so nice to meet you.
Nice
but
to meet you too.
I think I'm like most people. I want to know about love, my career life, and my health.
Well, Max can give you my number. You can come and have an appointment because you're
Rolanda,
asking me
you would
about
love...
your life story, and I cannot do that.
Rolanda, you would love to. Maria's in LA from time to time too, so.
No, but you know what I'm saying? What she's doing, she's asking for a whole reading. You did not get clear, Max. You should tell the lady that this is for one question.
Yeah, so I know Rolanda's got one question.
Oh, one question?
Yep.
Let's see. What does my love life look like for the new year?
I don't know. I mean, same as before, unless you make some changes. This is not working out, Max.
No, it's good. So, Rolanda.
Okay, how about career?
Max, let's stop this. That's not working out.
Okay, Ro, listen, Ro.
Yes.
Okay, I love you, Ro. Ro's my girl. But you know what? We have an echo, so let's do this. Ro.
Yes.
Maria, is there anything that you feel for Rolanda that you feel like you need to know?
That she's got to get, yes, Rolanda, you need to get yourself together. Spend time by yourself. Forget relationships. I feel you have a lot of problems with relationships. There's a lot of static. Someone must have the radio on very loud. And so you need to be alone for a while, September, October. No love life then. And get yourself together. And I see you worrying about weight. Your weight. Do you have weight issues? Are you too thin or too heavy?
I could always shed a few.
Because I feel you're concerned about that. You're going to do it. Try and get to the gym. Ask a doctor first. Because I feel your knees and your hip may be a little challenge. And great things are going to come to you, but you need to regroup yourself. You need to let go of the past
and get out of denial and get yourself together. And then you have phenomenal things coming for you in November.
I'm sorry, say that again.
There is so much static, Rolanda. I said great things are coming for you around November.
Okay.
Around November. Great
around
things.
November,
so
we're going to have some great things coming
nice
your way, Rolf.
And
you know what, Maria? I got to tell you, because I know Rolanda really well. Rolanda is doing this fitness right now, and she's posting it on Facebook, all of her videos. So, Rolanda, you still staying focused with that?
And I am. Listen, it is a struggle every day, but I'm conquering.
You
but
are.
But it shouldn't be a struggle. Focus, and it won't be a struggle. Is that funny? That's what I was getting, the body. That's what I was telling her about the body, that she needs to exercise by watching out for the hip and the knees.
Okay.
You got that, girl?
I got it. I got
all
it.
Right.
That's the good stuff.
Well, I can't wait to see your next exercise video on you.
Well,
I will
be in L.A. in March, Max.
Perfect.
Maria's
going to be in L.A. in March, Rolanda, so hopefully y'all could have a one-on-one.
Well, I would love to catch up with you. And
okay,
guess what?
Great.
I'll be dinner when you see me next time.
All right. Well,
hey, Rolanda, are you going to post a video? You're going to post another exercise video?
You're putting me on the spot here, Max. It looks like I'm going to have to now.
Rolanda.
Because you know what? Because, Ro, whenever you post one, it inspires me to go for a run. That's why I say
know. But you know what? We're all in this together. We have to inspire each other.
We do.
Rolanda,
yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
I can also help yourself by putting you in meditation.
I design
something for you and what you want to be doing. But anyway, you're going to do very well. By November, you're cooking a lot. So till then, though, stay focused with what you're doing, the body work, and forget love life right now.
Oh, okay.
I told you, forget love life. Work on your body. Are you dark complected?
Well, it depends on what time of year. Right now, no.
Okay. Well, by the time that you will be darker, collected and tan, you're going to be extremely successful, okay? Rest till then.
All right.
Okay, that's enough.
There you go, Rolanda.
Well,
listen,
thank
bro,
you
stay
so
focused.
Much. It's great inspiration and encouragement. And,
be
Max,
inspired.
You know, I love you. It's always great to talk to you.
And I love you, too.
And so nice to meet you. Take care, and I'll be
sure.
Listening.
Okay.
And I'm going to look for your video, Ro, so I'm sticking you. I'm holding you to it.
I know. Listen, we're going to make ourselves proud this year.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much, you guys. Have a great night.
Okay.
That was Rolanda, my girl Ro.
Yeah, but see, especially happens with our friends. She's your friend. You should have told her one question. She wanted a full reading.
You know
but
what happens, though, Maria?
That blocks the channel. When they ask me that, it blocks the channel. That's why immediately cut them off. It's not nice for me to cut them off.
No, but you know what? And that's what I'm going to tell people. Because people, Maria, I get like, you know, I'm on Facebook, I'm all over the place, and people get so excited that they're actually talking to you. So they,
I
you know,
love
I think
them.
People
I love,
forget.
I love all our friends. Are you
and
kidding
then
me?
Everybody just all of a sudden, you know, starts saying,
I love it. I'm just saying to you, I'm trying to say something to you that it does not work.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That
I understand. Listen, I get it.
All of a sudden, I back off. It's like something coming at you.
Yeah. No, of course. Listen, that's like anything. But that's why when I had my reading with you, I didn't say one word because I wanted to hear everything.
Exactly.
But you know what,
she's
everybody?
She's a lovely lady. I liked her.
She's a great – oh, that's my girl, Rolanda. But I'll hook you two up on Facebook. But you know what, Ronan? I want to know what everybody's listening to tonight. Why don't you tell us?
It's so loud. There's so much static today. Maybe it's all those games on TV.
Right? Well, this is Max and Friends, and that was Monroe King singing my intro and my mid-song. Thank you, Monroe King. Check her out on Twitter, Monroe King. Anyway, so Maria's also on Twitter. But now, Maria, when are you going to be in L.A.?
I'm going to be in L.A. in mid-March. Now, you people need to understand that I do live between here and Texas. I mean, I live in Texas and commute to New York monthly and go to L.A. often also because that's where my family is, part of my family. So anyway, I'm going to be there. I get lost in place. I'm going to be there. When am I going to be there? March. And March. Back in New York, the end of March.
Fantastic. All right. So, Maria, you've got a book coming out. Why don't you tell us a little about your book?
There's one of my books that is, so far, is called Discover Your Own Power and Create Your Future. And that's exactly what it means. You can create your own future. Meeting actually with the editor, Beth, which is she's out in Greenwich on Tuesday, and next time we do our show, I'm going to have more information for you. Just be patient.
Absolutely. Well, thank you to our caller who's been patient, because they've been quietly on the line. And I hope this caller has just one question for Maria, a specific one. Caller, welcome to Max and Friends. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Max. Hi, Maria. This is Pam calling from Chicago.
Oh, I love your accent, Pam.
Thank you. Everybody
talks about it. My accent. I love to
my accent from Chicago.
Accent. I love it. There's a lot of Greeks in Chicago, you know.
I do know that, and my grandchildren call me Yaya.
See? I said something Greek about you.
That.
I said that. They call you Yaya, that means grandma.
That's right. Wow. That's exactly right.
Although you do not have a Greek accent, I said something Greek. So even if it's because they call you that.
They call me Yaya. I am not Greek, but I
know
do business. I do a lot of business with a lot of Greek churches.
Oh, my God.
So it came very naturally.
Great.
That is amazing. I love it.
Pam, what, do you have a question for Maria?
I have a specific question.
Great. Good. I love
it. Something that I'm very attuned to your one question. I will not be general.
Okay.
I'm very concerned about my daughter's marital status. Do you see any changes in her marital status?
Yes, I do. No, I don't see changes yet. Quit carrying the cross, and listen to me carefully about your daughter, because you've been carrying the cross and she goes scot-free. Your daughter does not want to make the changes. You do, but she doesn't.
That's true.
Okay. Yes. I'm glad you said that. She does not.
Yes.
So give personal love. What is your name again?
Pam.
Okay, Yaya. give personal love, but in a very impersonal way. When you're talking with her, make sure you ask her questions. You ask her a lot of questions. Instead of saying, well, what I think we should do is this, say, ask her, well, what do you want? How do you feel generally about things? Now, is there anyone with a C or a K initial around her, like Kathy, Catherine, Costas, whatever, a C or a K initial?
I'm sorry, what was that? I couldn't hear you.
Is there anyone with a C or a K initial around your daughter, first or last name? Does she have a girlfriend?
A C?
Does she have a guy? C or a K, yeah. Because like a Kathy.
Yes, there is a C. There is a C who's very close to her.
Because I feel she gets greatly influenced by this C or K initial person. But I mean like greatly influenced. And so I don't know if the influence is good or bad, but I know I wish she wouldn't be influenced by anyone and she would be doing her own thinking. So if you know the person, if you feel the person not okay, you should maybe tell her to sort of leave it alone.
Okay.
Who's that?
Well, pardon me?
Who's that with a C or a K initial?
Well, a close relative to her is a C.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
I don't know if she would listen to that person.
That doesn't mean the person is bad, but she will start listening, yes. I see her listening to someone with a C or a K initial.
Okay.
And very, very soon, too.
She's in a situation that is not good for her.
But
I just wondered if it was going
to
change.
But listen to me. Hear what I'm telling you. She does not want to change it right now. Do you understand me? She
yes,
does
I
not,
do understand, and
she
I'm
does
just hoping
not want to change it.
Now, do you think she will want to change it in the near future?
If you leave her alone, maybe.
Okay.
Even if she asks for
it's
your
hard
help.
For me to leave her alone. I'm a mother, and I'm overprotective, and I
listen,
don't like this
listen,
situation.
Listen, woman, how old is your daughter?
She's 38.
Okay, so what are you talking about? Just leave her alone.
There
let her
go.
Make her own mistakes. But
well,
don't
she's
pick
made
up
them
the pieces.
All right.
don't pick up the pieces. Just let her do it, okay?
Yeah.
You need
I
unless
will do
okay,
that.
Unless I'm going to be very straight. Unless you stop interfering by wanting to help, she's not going to do it. She's not going to change. Take it or
okay.
leave it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, I hope that
you.
Answered your question. And if you want
yes,
to hear
and
it, anytime.
I have one more question. When are you coming to Chicago? Do you ever come to the Windy City?
I have when Dennis Den was open, I used to come. But
when
then,
who was open?
Dennis Den. Do you remember Dennis Den when they had
of
the,
course.
The three, well, when he was on, I used to come. But it's not there anymore. And then Elas burned down. So, you know, you people in Chicago burn your places up.
Yes, I know they do. That is true. And
I will. I will be coming when my book is out. I will be coming to Chicago and do workshops and so forth.
Great.
Well, I would be right there and helping get a lot of people
what it
to
is,
come see
if
you
because
you are terrific.
Thank you. If you could please email me and give me your contact information so she can put you on the mailing list.
Okay.
My.
That would be my pleasure.
Okay.
That would be my pleasure.
Max can give you the information. I don't know what is.
Absolutely.
It?
Yes.
We'll definitely get in touch with
Thank
you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your advice.
Sure.
I don't seem to listen to anybody, but I will listen to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Great. Have
Thank
a great night,
so
Pat. Thanks so much for calling
Thank
in.
Thank you.
All right, Maria. So you've got your book tour coming out real soon, then, don't you?
Yes.
Do we have any dates, specific dates yet, or not just yet?
No, sir.
No. Nope.
No, don't drive me crazy now.
I know. I'm always putting dates on things.
I know that.
But and I'm so excited because, you know, you have your books. Now, I saw on your website you have some books in Greek. Are those books also now translated into English?
That's what we're doing, yes. They're extremely successful. They're helpful. They're how-to, but with a lot of fun. They're like fun. And you will enjoy them. You'll be the first one to actually have you view it before it goes out. How about that?
Fantastic.
And then
I
will give you the first thing for you to launch in your show.
Great.
How about that? How about
I think
that?
That's a fantastic idea. And you know what, everyone? Maria is not only a fantastic psychic and the psychic here to Max and Friends, but she is also the technology queen because Maria is on Facebook, Twitter, the internet. She's all over the place. And she's here for just a couple more minutes, so we're going to take one more call for the night because then we want to hear about Maria. So, caller, let's take you. You're live on Max and Friends. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Max. My name is Juan Carlos, and I'm calling from Stamford, Connecticut.
Fantastic. What's your one specific question for Maria?
You're going to be a successful boy. You're going to be a very successful boy.
Well, thank you, Maria. Wow, I don't even get to answer my question. You're already responding.
I mean, really.
My question is, will I find peace of mind?
That God bless you. You just summed up the secret of the universe. When I meditate, when I wish people things, I wish them peace of mind. Yes, yes, yes. And you particularly are going to find peace of mind by not trying so hard. Do you ever write in your notebook, like a journal?
No, I don't.
You should. It'll help you a lot. Yes, you will find peace of mind. Yes, instead of meditating on love, relationships, on money, this, that, meditate as you're doing on peace of mind, because for you to have peace of mind means that everything is doing okay. Yes, you will find peace of mind. Yes, absolutely yes. And I think you made that decision already. You're giving a few things up. It'll be easier than you think. What have you decided to give up lately?
What have I decided? I've decided to give up someone from my past.
Well, and I'm telling you that it'll be easier than you think. Much easier. You're worth a lot.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Maria. And Max, it's good talking to you. We spoke last week. I was on Coco's show. I'm the photographer.
Oh, fantastic. Great to talk to you.
How are you doing?
I'm great. Thanks for hitting me up. Maria, very, 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 very amazing photographer we have on the line right now.
Oh, really? What is your name?
Joel Carlos.
Joel Carlos.
Well, it's funny. Nice to know you. I love photography. And when I was away in Europe for 10 years, but before that, one of the people that, one of the photographers that really got me going in this this city was Patrick de Machelier.
Oh, I love Patrick. He's a big influence on my work.
Yes, and Brian Bentry, of course. I'm very happy to meet you. Very happy.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
And I want to get shot by you.
Oh, yes, Max.
I saw your work. And also, tell me.
No, I'm going to be going to Europe pretty soon. I've got a lot of projects and stuff going on, so we should definitely do that before I go.
We'll figure it out, and I want to have you on the show before you go.
Okay, fantastic.
All right, well, have a great night.
I need pictures too, you know.
Maria, you're in New York now. We should meet up. Get things rolling.
All right, you know what? I'm going to give Maria your phone number, I'll have her call you after the show. Is that cool?
Fantastic.
Perfect.
All right.
You guys have a good night. Thank you, Maria.
Thanks,
you bye, Max. Care. Take care.
Bye-bye. Talk to you soon. There you go, Maria Papapetro.
What a
star.
Successful boy that's going to be. Before I knew who he was, I told him he's going to be very successful.
Yeah, an amazing photographer. I have never met him yet. He was on my friend Coco Melvin's show, and I had to call him because I saw his website, and his images, Maria, are so empowering and so beautiful. He's a phenomenal, phenomenal photographer. So I'm glad he got to call in because I was going to take only one more call, and I'm glad that it was his.
You know why we have so much blessed, fun, and good communication on the show is because you're also very intuitive. Because this is over the wire, and you're like, I position you across from me. So I'm getting energy from you, which is really very good. I mean, it works.
Yeah.
And it works a lot. And you know what was one of the amazing things, how psychic energy works? When I wanted to meet your sister so much, and I said to you that she's going to be very psychic. And this girl, because she was tuning in to your show so much, she picked up the energy and she started opening up. I told her on the air that she's going to be psychic, and then she said the psychic manifestations she has had ever since then are amazing. So there is something about tuning. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
And how, I mean, it is so hard for people to get in. And how did this girl do it out of sheer desire that every time we had a show, she could get through?
Yeah, always. And, you know, I'm not kidding to say this, and I'm not just like blowing up, you know, my show here. But we get so many calls when Maria, you come on the show, there's still callers calling, even though I said there's no more, you know, we're not taking any more calls. People, like, they're so living to get in touch with you, Maria. Like, their desires to talk to you. And you know what? I have one person at the switchboard, and whenever the call comes through, we don't know who's call. You know, there's obviously caller ID, but I don't see the call board, mm-hmm. and we just take the call. So I don't even know who's coming in.
I understand.
So it's like, and these, you know, people are like, your sister's on the show. She gets on the show because of fate and because of destiny, not because I'm picking up the call. So just to make a declaration to all these callers out there that think I take certain people's calls, not true. That's why when Rolanda came on, we had to call her because she couldn't get through, and I knew that there was something for her.
I'd love to meet all these people, and I'd love them to join me on Facebook on Maria B. Papapetros, and also at my...
Your fan club. Maria has a fan club.
Maria Papapetros fan club.
Absolutely.
Because... some people, some names, if I go for them, although I don't remember them, they're like thousands of them, but they're not thousands of my name, so they can add me.
Now, you know what, Maria? I've got a testimony for you from someone that's actually in the studio with me right now. She was so excited when she got through. We're hanging out in my studio. We're having a great night tonight. My niece had her baptism. She had so many things this weekend, her communion. It was a great weekend. Anyway, Janae is here in the studio with me. I'm going to put her on the mic real quick, Maria, because she wants to tell you what an amazing reading she had from one call by you.
Oh, thank
Here's
you.
Janae.
Okay, Janae. She's a gorgeous.
Here's the mic, girl.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Janae.
How are you?
Wonderful.
So, the last time I called, you told me to get off my butt.
Yes, I remember. Did you?
Thank you. Oh, yeah, I did. Everything's going so amazing. I have so much jobs lined up. I've been doing a lot of writing. So, I just want to say thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Me to get
That's
back
inspiring. That's the simple stuff that is inspiring.
Was amazing, and I would love to. Oh, yeah, for sure.
I hope you'll come and visit me sometime, and we'll get into details with you.
Okay.
Okay.
And I have more to talk to you about. I think I'm psychic.
Yes, you are.
I am?
Yes.
Wow.
And you will see when we do our show, when we do our workshop.
Okay.
In March. Okay?
Okay.
Sure.
So you take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Okay.
Bye.
That was Janae, who had a testimony to say about her one call specific question with Maria Papapetros. You see, Maria,
it wasn't so much predictive as I told her, like what she do. She decided to do it. If we don't, life is work, Max. People should know that. If we don't do the work, we're not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
We got to do the work.
And the work that I got to do right now, Maria, is promote you some more. So everyone, Maria Papapetros, she's got her fan page going right here on Facebook. I'm looking at it right now. That's why. She's also in New York right now. Her number to contact her on is 212-935-4441. And while she's in L.A., the number there, write this down, people, 310-725-0237. You all have seen Maria on fashionnewslive.com because that's where I write my daily blog. And I wrote about Maria there. And everyone, Maria, she's got a celebrity clientele of who's who in America 2010. Let me just tell you that, people, right now. So it's a treat to have her on tonight. It's an honor to have her on. And by no means, everyone, Maria loves everyone. Just the problem is when there's so many questions coming, think about this, people. Sit back for a minute. Think that you have this gift to predict, you know, what's going to happen in people's or to see what's going on in people's lives. And all of a sudden, someone comes towards you. You know, it's like you put up a defense because there's so much going on that you want to be able to help the person and tell them exactly what they want to hear. So that wall is there just to protect Maria. We love her. You know, we're so thankful that she has this intuitiveness, that she has this psychic ability to tell you, our listeners, you know, what you want to hear. So in the future, when we have Maria on, chill out, take a deep breath, think about one question. I know it's exciting to talk to a psychic and to be on the radio, but you know what? We want to be here to answer your question. And if you want questions answered, then call 212-935-4441. Maria will set up an appointment with you to do an amazing recorded psychic meeting. So, reading. So, Maria, here we are. And you know what's going on? Well, no, listen, you know, I'm very protective of my friends. And of everyone, and I love everybody, and I want everyone to know that this is what goes on.
You're amazing. You do a great show.
Well, you know what? And I thank you so much. But Maria, we've got to like wrap the show up.
Yes,
it's unbelievable. Time flies when you're having a good time.
Yes, yes.
So Maria, speaking of time flying, you're almost out of New York.
I will be in Connecticut, but doesn't matter. I'm here all the time anyway. People can see if they want to see me, they can call anytime. Number, all my numbers reach me, and I'm here monthly. They don't even know that I'm gone.
Exactly.
But because it takes time to set up an appointment, they should be calling early anyway.
Absolutely.
And then we will let them. Even if they should call, even if to my number or email me to give me their info to put themselves on my mailing list, so I can let them know when we have workshops in New York and or any other events or shows and so on.
Absolutely, or psychic workshops. Maria at papapetros.com is her email. Maria, I thank you so much for coming on Max and Friends tonight.
Okay.
Have a wonderful night, because you know what, Maria? If I don't go, then I've got to, then we've got to get more advertisers so we can do a second hour with you.
Okay, bye.
I love you, Maria. Thank you so much. All right, so everyone, I've got to wrap this up quickly because I promised that I would play a great song tonight. God damn, you're beautiful. And that's from my boy Chester C. Find him on Facebook. Find him on Twitter. Find him on MySpace. Find him on YouTube. Chester C. God damn, you're beautiful. We have him here on Max and Friends. My birthday's next week. Fashion Week comes up just this week. FashionNewsLive.com. Stay tuned. Let's get God damn, you're beautiful. Everyone, take life to the max. Tamara, I miss you. And get your ass on the show. Here we go. God damn, you're beautiful. Chester C. Have a wonderful week, everyone. Until next Sunday. Bye. Bye.
The days I can't see your eyes, I don't even want to open mine. On the days I can't see your smile, well, I'd rather sit, wait the while. For the days I know you'll be near, 'cause a day without you, it just isn't fair. See, the days I can hear your voice, I'm left without a choice. But I get weak in the knees, fall head over heels, baby, and every other cheesy cliche. Yes, I'm swept off my feet, oh, my heart skips a beat, but there's really only one thing to say. Beautiful to me, you're everything, yeah, that's beautiful.